MTV is celebrating its 10th anniversary today. And TV critic David Bianculli says as it gets older, MTV gets bitter.
And we have got lots of ands in our fourth and final hour of Awake. We got a hit block featuring the CNC Music Factory, even though they use the ampersand. A rock block with drivin' crying, sort of an and. And right now it's a club block with the dynamic duo of rap Salt or Salt and Peppa. This is Do You Want Me?
That's what MTV sounds like now, but I remember MTV then. I was a TV critic in Akron, Ohio, watching carefully when MTV was launched at midnight on August 1, 1981. The first image was of a lunar landing and two astronauts planting a flag on the moon. On the flag, superimposed, was the colorful MTV logo. An announcer said, "Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll." And MTV played its first music video. It was a song by the Buggles. For a while, MTV built momentum from the novelty of a 24-hour video jukebox channel, but the novelty wore off fast. How many times could you watch the same video from Journey or listen to the dumb, dumb music of Duran Duran? MTV's playlist was as narrow as its thinking. The original VJs had no personality, and the music chosen had no range. MTV, in fact, had to be coerced by CBS Records into playing a video by one of its black artists. MTV said the artist didn't quite fit its format, but CBS said it would withhold all clips by other CBS artists unless MTV gave in. So, reluctantly at first, MTV made room for this. Billie Jean shot Michael Jackson and MTV into the major leagues, but it was actually Jackson's next video, Beat It, that changed MTV for good. Styled after West Side Story, it introduced group choreography to music video in a big way, a way that's supported thousands of dancers ever since. As for the rest of MTV's impact, you can see it on TV anywhere, anytime, with the possible exception of C-SPAN. Artie commercials, Miami Vice. But 5 years ago, despite its impact, MTV was stagnating. It was choking on its own familiar formula of music, music, and more music, but only certain types of music. At age 10, things are a lot different at MTV. The tolerance for diverse musical styles has increased a lot. The mainstream success of the show Yo! MTV Raps taught MTV a valuable lesson. And MTV, which once refused to replace videos with other programs, now does it daily. There's an MTV game show, Remote Control, and an MTV animation show, Liquid Television, a terrific import from England. MTV now has music news and documentaries from Kurt Loder, and, best of all, it's got Unplugged, an acoustic music series that has attracted such artists as Paul McCartney, Sting, Aerosmith, and this band.
This is Mike Mills, Bill Berry, Peter Buck, Peter Holzapfel. I'm Michael Stipe. We are REM. Here we go. Here's a song.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't get me wrong, MTV still has a long way to go. It's still too sexist, too silly, and way too self-promotional. But some genuine artists, musical and visual, have gotten their big breaks from MTV. A cable channel that can bring back the Monkees as a TV series and a group is not to be trifled with. These days, thank goodness, music television seems to be paying more attention to the music.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.